Hi, it's Rabbi Jachter from Kehilat Sharei Orah of Teaneck, and this week I want to speak about Tu B'Av. Thursday night is Tu B'Av. Thursday night, Friday are Tu B'Av. And this, I really believe, is the holiday of Sharei Orah. Why do I call this the holiday of Sharei Orah? To this, we need to look into the Gemara, Masechet Ta'anit. The Mishnah tells us that Tu B'Av is the happiest of all the holidays, on the same level as Kippur. Kippur, we understand why it's so happy, the Gemara says, because it is a day in which there is Mechila and Slicha for Am Yisrael. What about Tu B'Av? What is so happy about it? The Gemara gives a variety of explanations. Two of those many explanations are the fact that the different Shvatim, our tribes, were able to marry each other. Sheb Binyamin was on the verge of being excluded. Beit Din decided it can be included. The daughters who inherit their father's land when they're only daughters. The Chumash tells us the decision was at that time, in the time of the end of Sefer Bamidbar, that daughters in this situation can only marry men from their shevet. However, the decision was made that women who inherited their father's land on Tu B'Av was made. The decision on Tu B'Av was by the Beit Din that the daughters in the situation can marry men from any shevet. The shvatim being able to marry each other is a source of great simcha. Why am I calling Tu B'Av the holiday for Sharei Orah? Because we have so many couples in Sharei Orah which are from different shvatim. The shvatim marrying each other, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, Timonim, with Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. It's a beautiful, beautiful celebration of Tu B'Av. It's wonderful. It's a day of the day of weddings, and it's a day really to celebrate the marriages the marriages at Sharei Orah with Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, really following along the same line of the Shvatim being able to marry each other. But what is the root of this? The root of the Shvatim being able to marry each other is the fact that halakhically they're able to marry each other. Why is it that we are all considered to be one nation? Why is it halakhically acceptable for Sfaradim to marry Ashkenazi, Ashkenazi to a Sfaradi, Temoni? It's because all of the groups, all the rabbinim of the Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, have been honest, have been careful to maintain the Mesorah, the tradition, generation after generation, and we've remained loyal and steadfast to the extent that there is there are some differences, it is overwhelmingly the same. The Dayans had a Brit Milah today. I'm recording this on Monday. And many of the Ashkenazi guests said, yeah, it was Sephardic, but it was 95% the same. We've maintained the Mesorah. We've maintained the Mesorah. And just like previous generations maintained the Mesorah, so too we have to maintain the Mesorah. Reminds us of the story of Choni Ama Agel, in which he meets an old man planting a carob tree. He's asking him, why are you planting a carob tree? You're not going to benefit from the carob fruit. It takes many, many years for the carob tree to bear fruit. So he said to the old man responded, well, just like people planted carob trees for me, so too I'm going to plant carob trees for future generations. So just like we are the beneficiaries of the fact that our previous generations have maintained loyally, steadfast loyalty to the Mesorah, to our tradition, so too we must be able to bequeath the same to future generations. We have to maintain this loyalty and fidelity to our Mesorah, and to be able to continue passing on the Mesorah in a way to keep us united as an Am Echad. Einu Motenu Uma Erabu Torata. Rav Saadia Gaon tells us that what makes us a nation, a united one nation, Am Yisrael, is through our unified dedication to the Torah, to the Mesorah, to our tradition. This is what keeps us Am Echad. This allows for marriages between the different Shvatim of Am Yisrael, and this is what allows Am Yisrael to continue being Am Echad, and the source of our celebration on Tu B'Av. I wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful Tu B'Av.